No, I'll start. Go ahead. No, it's fine. I'll do it. Wait, what was the question?
You just asked it, dude.
I don't remember the... Okay, there it is. All right, everybody, welcome back to Say Your Name and Spell It. I'm Zach Garrett.
And I'm Omar Delgado. We have a very special episode. This is the post-convention podcast. Say that three times fast.
Well, I can't say anything fast because I am so exhausted.
There's nothing like STN convention tired. We're recording this a week after, and I still feel it, man.
Not even a week. We got back Monday.
Less than a week. Oh my gosh. And I had to go to work. Somebody had spring break.
Well, somebody has to keep the fire burning, and I had to just relax a little bit because we were on spring break, and it was a great experience for us. It's actually perfect. If STN could keep it that week, that's really going to help us out.
Yeah, I know. We'll just call you every year and we'll be like, hey, when's the Gulliver's spring break?
No problem. I'll give it to you every year. So tell me, first of all,
yes, sir.
Congratulations.
You too, man. Congrats.
Thank you very much.
Crazy tell me, 8 champ morning
well,
show.
Well, you know, I guess there's two of us now sitting at the table.
Yeah, we won't talk about me. Let's move on.
Well, I was super proud of your team. I mean, they did really well in all the contests they competed.
I am very, very proud of them, but I am not talking about that in this podcast. So we're going to talk about you, and we have a special guest today, and we'll bring them along later on. But right now, I want to talk about how your team came together. What was your experience? I mean, you've been to STN before, but your team had never.
That's right.
How was it? Tell me about the experience, man.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we talked in our previous episode with one of our friends about the STN moments, right? And the STN moment for us, and this is going to sound cliche, was the entire thing, right?
Right.
That was our STN moment.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Seeing the kids come together, work hard, be in a pressured environment, have to come up with ideas and have to shift several times, being rejected by almost 20, 30 different places to film at. I mean, to see them go through that process and then come out on the other side was just, I mean, it was truly magic. I thought I was at Disney, you know what I mean?
I was so proud of you guys. Like, honestly, like every time I saw your name come up there and I saw your kids' faces light up, I was like, awesome.
I mean, they launched out of their seats. And I think what was cool for us is at night, we do our STN moment team meeting, right? So we talk about, you know, what went well that day, what we can improve on, but also just hearing from them on what their best moments from that day was.
Right.
And then we also watch all of our submissions. And I think that's super important because they get to see the work that they do and that other people do, and they get to clap for each other. And it's so cool to see them come together. And I'll tell you, the group chat that I'm in with them has been nonstop. I'm almost about to put it on Do Not Disturb. No judgment to them, but I need some rest.
The Gulliver kids they're pumped, man. They're ready for next year.
Listen, we're already talking about it. We've got one of the largest freshman classes coming into our program next year,
and they're
talking about it. So this was really a success for us, regardless of the awards that we earned. It was the team cohesion. It was the synergy. It was them working together and just. It feels like a family now, right? And that's the reason why we do this. That's the reason we come here and record this podcast on the weekends. That's why we do the Saturday practices. I mean, everything was perfect.
I had a great time with my kids. Last year was great, but now having everyone back, it felt normal again, right? I love seeing all the Hawaii schools there. We missed them.
I was just about to say that. There was a whole part missing last year.
Yeah, man. And shout out to Hawaii. Because you guys are the nicest, most well-mannered. I mean, I wish the rest of the country acted like the students from Hawaii, because win, lose, or draw, you are a unified front. You guys cheer for each other. You're happy. You share your successes. I mean, what an example for the rest of the country to follow. It's amazing. Congratulations. All the teachers out there, amazing, amazing job. You have amazing students, and your program should be celebrated.
Well, and it was cool to see almost that entire side of the convention hall taken up by Hawaii. And then also, we can't forget our South Florida friends.
Oh,
right?
We made some noise.
Just a few decibels that we hit. But it was so cool. You know what was even cooler about this experience?
Talk to me.
Was seeing you work with your kids and also your wife working with her kids.
Speaking of my wife.
I wish we could talk to her today.
Right to my left.
Uh-oh.
The beautiful, the talented Natasha Delgado from Somerset Academy Prep. Hey, babe.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, my gosh. You have such a nice voice.
She does.
This is what
I wake up to in the morning. It's like, you know, birds chirping, music playing. Good morning, Omar. This is... I'm so proud of her, man, because for years she had been hearing me talk about this and experience it. And she was like, why are you so passionate about it? And she had an opportunity in her school to do it, and she did it. She jumped 2 feet in, she asked me for some help. I gave her guidance, but she literally did this on her own, and she excelled in it. So I'm very proud of you, babe.
Thank you.
So Natasha, let's stop talking. We want to hear from you. So tell us a little bit about you and maybe why you got started, besides maybe living with a crazy video teacher.
Yeah, I've been around this world for a while now since he took over CCNN Live. We've been together for 17 years, so I was there from the very beginning. But having experiencing all of what STN offers is just insane.
That's a good way to put it, dude.
After every night, I would look at him. I'm like, I don't know how you guys do this. And, you know, I took middle school, so, you know, there was an added stress of where are they? Are they following the rules? You know, this is our first time attending. We want to make sure that nobody gets in trouble so that we can make sure we can continue to make this a yearly trip. But I was very proud of them. I mean, they blew me away.
Well, it was so cool to hear your school's name and to see all your kids just launch out of this. I was like, they just Somerset. And I was like, whoa.
Well,
like,
let's go over this because we're not very original down here. So there are, to my knowledge, there were 3 Somersets competing. It was Somerset Academy Prep, which is Natasha's school, Somerset Academy Oaks, and Somerset Academy Bay. So what was nerve-wracking is they would say Somerset Academy, and they were waiting for the last word to see which one of those schools placed. But yes, all 3 of them, very close in proximity to each other down here, and I'm proud of all of them. Obviously, I'm proud of my wife. But yeah, amazing. Amazing to hear them being called out for all their hard work throughout the year paid off.
So let's back up, Natasha. You brought middle schoolers, so bless you, first of all. But I know there's, you know, the middle school teachers involved in STN, first of all, I think they're just trying to make sure their kids don't break their cameras, right? So how do you, or how did you move from maybe that feeling to taking them across the country? I mean, like, what were some of the things mentally you had to prepare for to do this trip?
Yeah, it took a lot to get us ready for this trip. It did help that we had a lot of buy-in from not only our students, but from our parents. So yes, we had a lot of support. We had an army of support pretty much with us. We had about 13 chaperones, not counting the staff that went with us. So that was extremely helpful, especially for our first year where you hear about it and you have an idea of what to expect. But once you're actually in it, it's a whole new game. So even from, you know, trying to find stories and, you know, being smart with traveling, all of those things kind of, you know, took into play as far as us trying to prepare back home. So we did try and practice as much as we could back home. We did try and do at least 4, you know, crazy 8 type practices, where they went out, they had to find stories, and just get them into that momentum of you have to start and finish something. So our ultimate goal was just to get there, start and finish. And like anything, I think you practice back home in hopes that anything that could possibly go wrong, you learn from it. So by the time that you do get to California, you have all those like kinks kind of, you know, squared away. And for us, all of our practices went relatively smooth, with the exception of the first one where I ended up having emergency surgery in the middle of my first crazy
age. Oh my goodness, that was an experience.
But everything that could have possibly have gone wrong for us went wrong on Crazy 8. So I think that was a great experience for them to see that you can practice as much as you can. And even at that very moment, you have to get your head in the game. And if you start it, you got to finish it. And again, our parents were just fantastic. My principal, I mean, she was ready. She rented a car. So if we needed to go somewhere, she was like, I got you. And she would take the kids.
So I want to build off of this because obviously you didn't win the Crazy 8, right?
And we did not.
And you placed in some of your contests and stuff, but overall, it wasn't like an overwhelming success. Would you say that the experience and the journey was worth all the hard work, or did you go there just to win?
Absolutely. I think that our goal was to learn and take back as much as we could for future years. You know, we were hopeful that we would go in there because we've been preparing all year. But I don't think we expected you know, to claim the top spot or anything like that. We were just hoping to be able to gain that experience. And I mean,
and how pumped are your kids for next year?
I mean, as soon as we finished, they were already saying, what are we going to do for next year?
Love that.
So everyone out there listening, if you thought, oh, I'm not ready to compete, I'm not ready to go to this, this is too much. It's not about the competition. It is. The competitions make it fun. Let's not joke anybody. It's where everyone's there to try to do well. But if you make the journey worth it, those experiences, Karin said it on one of our first podcasts of the year, it's the experience, it's the team building. That's going to make your program overall well, you know, better. And at the end of the year, you're going to look at your body of work and be like, I did this. I'm a better teacher now because I use STN as my tool. When I first started back in 2014, that's what it was. We just use our experiences to get better every year, every year, every year. And it becomes easier. But you got to jump into the deep end of the pool. You got to participate. You got to go out there. Don't be afraid. It's worth it. Win, lose, or draw, your kids are going to have an amazing time.
And I love how all of our podcasts connect, because you mentioned the one with Karin about building team culture. And Natasha, you said something, and I'm always one to like rewind back, because I want to just hit that point again. You said that in your program you had a lot of buy-in to start. That doesn't just happen.
Right.
Can you just talk a little bit about how you got that? Because I think without buy-in, it becomes very difficult to run a program like this. So can you share with some of our teachers, especially our middle school teachers that might be trying to figure all this out, what would you say to them is the best thing to do to get started with that?
Honestly, I feel like from the very beginning, there was just this open communication with the parents. And there is a transparency of, this is our goal, this is what we would like to ultimately achieve. And I think as soon as the parents see that I'm willing to give up a Saturday after school, whatever it may be, they start realizing, well, if she's willing to give up time with her family, I have a 1-year-old at home, I have a 10-year-old, you know, there's sacrifices that have to be made. And I think the parents see that and they acknowledge it, and they see that you're supporting their child, and they see how much they've grown and how much they're stepping out of their comfort zone to trying new things, to being in front of the camera, to learning new skills like graphics and editing. And I think the parents really appreciate that because it's very much hands-on. And a lot of kids have the opportunity to shine outside of this whole realm of academics. Right. And I think the parents acknowledge that, and I think they appreciated that. And from the very beginning, I told my kids, you got to meet me in the middle. I go, if you meet me in the middle, I'm willing to give up my weekends and, you know, some after school hours to help you get to where you want to be. Whether it was, you know, getting an interview, you know, filming an event happening after school, going into the community, things like that. So I think that was huge for our program as far as, you know, them wanting to see and that buy-in for us.
So getting ready for your first Crazy Eight practice, can you take us back to that conversation you had with your students? Like, what were some of the things you said to get them prepared? Because what I want people to know is STN, the convention, is sort of the grand finale, yeah, right? It's much the grand finale of your entire work's, you know, the experience you've had that year with your students, but working up to that point. And so, like Omar said in a previous podcast, like the memories they make even at the practices, right? Or sometimes
the
even
best part, yeah.
Right? So can you talk to us about how you prepared your kids for that first practice?
Absolutely. So prior to us having that first initial Crazy Eight practice, we went over everyone's roles, their expectations, that we're a team. You know, we're going to win as a team, we'll lose as a team, that it's okay if they need to take a second and take a breath, walk away, and then, you know, come back and refocus. I think also for us, the parents being there for that first initial Crazy Eight practice, I think if they didn't have the buy-in yet, as soon as they saw that the kids were the ones producing it, filming it, editing it, and I think that was the moment where they said, wow, I can't believe these kids can do this in 8 hours. And that first practice for us was crazy because I woke up feeling awful.
She had emergency gallbladder surgery.
And it just got progressively worse throughout the day. Yeah. And I couldn't, like, I kept, the first practice initially was.
Shout out to her, by the way, because we're having this, I'm there, you know, I'm just as a guide. I was going to be like, all right, guys, you know, this is how it works. And halfway through, she's like, I'm going to the hospital. I'm like, all right, let's cut this out. She's like, no, stay here with the kids. Make sure they finish. I'll talk to you when you're done practicing. I was like, are you kidding me? And she's like, yes. And she left. And I was there with a bunch of middle schoolers with their parents that I don't really know. And I'm like, all right, guys, let's finish this off.
the sacrifices yeah. you Absolutely. Made. Absolutely,
and
STM.
I think it was at that very moment where the kids knew, like,
she took it serious.
You know, yeah. I'm not going to let her down. Like, if she was willing to not cut this practice off and let them, like, let them finish. I think at that very moment they said
there was buy-in. Yeah,
yeah. They're like, we're not letting her down.
I will tell you, she said something about something that was academic, right? So I was talking to the principal of Somerset Academy Oaks, and you know, they're in a lower income school area, and she's like, you don't understand. Like, forget about winning, losing. I got a bunch of kids that have never left the city of Homestead, and I traveled across the country to California. That was the win. That was the win right there. Like, I just I exposed these kids to a world they never thought was possible, things they had never seen before. You want to talk about education? Forget about grades. We just gave those kids an education they'll never forget for the rest of their lives. There's going to be a kid in 10 years that's going to come back and be like, that's the moment that changed my life. Because I was able to see things and experience a world greater than the one I live in. And let me tell you something. It was hard for them to raise the money and get there, but she did it. That principal and their teacher, Carlos Gonzalez, did it. They raised the money. They got over there, and that was a win. And by the way, first place in, which one was it? Human Interest, I think?
News Story.
Yeah, first place in News Story they got. I mean, and that was a huge, that was their only win. But you want to know what? That's like winning the Super Bowl to them.
Right.
And it was amazing. And those kids were so ecstatic, so ecstatic. I said this on stage in my speech, and I'm going to say it again. The kids, what they do is amazing. It is. And I'm not taking anything away from any of the students there. But every program that was out there is a winner in my books because of their teachers. Because the teachers gave up almost a week of their lives, planned this, organized it, came over there. Bravo to all of you, because you guys are literally the superstars. You're the reason why education in America is still top notch. I don't care what anyone says, because people like you care so much. So congratulations to all of you guys.
And it was so cool to see when we asked the teachers to stand during the opening ceremonies, when, like, just to hear the roar and the applause.
Yep.
And even in your speech when you said thank your teacher,
yep.
like, you could hear all the thank yous yep. kind of floating throughout the audience. I mean, it's a sacrifice that we all make to do this. And it's not just a week, right? That is what you get ready for. But
right.
I mean, it's I remember I got hired for this job last summer, and that's when I started with the paperwork with the school and getting everything ready. So going back to the paperwork, getting ready for the convention, tell us what it was like working with Gwen, because she's our travel partner, Gwen Shackelford.
Yep.
I love Gwen. I don't think we could have made it to California without her. I mean, she was just fantastic the whole way through. Very thoughtful, very detailed. I mean,
she's a superstar.
Everything. Yeah. We did meals with her as well. So as a teacher, going into STN is already overwhelming as it is. But having someone take care of all those small logistics that you don't really think of until you're there and you're in it. From, you know, the flight, you know, reservations, meals. I mean, she was just fantastic. I already told her that we're going to start the process even earlier to make sure that we don't have any of that, you know, stress of even like the payments online. Everything was just made so easy.
Yeah, it's worth every penny.
And what's great is she can handle all of that for you. So then you have the time to focus with your team, your students, and just making the experience the best it can be.
Absolutely.
And I texted her yesterday because I was like,
I'm
ready to go. And I also want to be registration number 001 in her book too.
Thanks a lot.
Just we won't bring that up. That way. But yeah, I think it's so cool. And you know, World Strides doesn't sponsor our podcast, but I really want you to think about it. She honestly does not.
Like, we're saying this because it will make your life
easier. I don't even think she listens to the podcast.
She doesn't.
But she's a great person. And if you, especially your first year, I would definitely reach out to her and just see like how she can help you, because she can do the flights, the hotels, and get everything done. And you probably think, well, I could do that too. But I'll tell you,
I have to do it because my school makes me do it by myself. And I looked at my wife with I was like so jealous. I was like, I wish I can have that.
Well, and the added benefit, you know, in addition to the shuttle service that is greatly reduced in price because you basically, she rents it for the day and all these schools use it. But it's also having somebody that greets you there at the hotel, right? She welcomes you in. She's already handled the front desk for you. Yeah. Like, everything is done so that you just continue to focus on your kids. And I think that is a part that people don't think about, is this is a huge logistical undertaking.
Yep.
So shout out to Gwen.
She's a rock star.
Yes. So going out through the convention, what were some highs and lows maybe that you experienced, Natasha, with your kids as like during the competitions? I know Crazy Eights is his own thing. Do you want to talk a little bit about how Crazy Eights went and what are some of the things your kids learned?
And eventually talk about sessions.
Yes.
Somebody here gave a session.
We do have to mention that.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about how Crazy Eight and even individual contests too.
Yeah, so Crazy Eight is named very appropriately because it really is just pure craziness for 8 hours. And it was a great experience for us because we did practice at home, but there's nothing like being in the city and having to find those stories and really trying to think outside the box of, you know, getting a story that not everyone is going to try and get. I think the craziest part for me was that everything went wrong that day. I mean, things that never went wrong for us, like with audio and our anchors, went wrong, which was great because I think when everything kind of just goes their way, they get really comfortable. So I feel like this happening to them and them having to be quick on their feet was a great learning experience for them more than anything. But the editing, the things that just, the audio, all the little things that go into the show was just, it was overwhelming at one point. You know, we kept looking at the time and they had been doing so good back home that we would be finishing with like an hour to spare sometimes.
It was crazy. I was practicing, I was like, how are you doing this every single time?
And it, like, we made it right into that very last minute. And we still had to submit it with audio that, you know, we didn't necessarily care for. But that's part of the craziness of what Crazy 8 is, that, you know, the goal was to start and finish and to submit our show. And I couldn't be prouder to have placed and got an honorable mention for it, it being our first year. So, you know, I see the talent, especially in the middle schools.
In Hawaii?
Absolutely. Oh my
gosh. Well, and I'm going to say this too, and you can do broadcast excellence all day. Right. You can do the fall nationals, spring nationals, where you submit your work and you have time to polish and get everything ready. But there is no true test of your team, Crazy Eights.
Absolutely.
And that is really where the magic is, right? Because if you're out of the comfort of your own home and you think about like how y'all finished early in your practices, it's same for us, like where we were like, my mom knows this person. We can do this story because we know this place. Yep. And it's like you go to this foreign area you've never been to before and you have to do a story and multiple stories and you got to do an entire show. And it's just, it really tests the strength of your team. And I think 4:55 p.m. was a very crazy time for STN because I know we were uploading then. And I'll tell you too, we had audio issues. We had things that we
were
super proud of.
I had a huge audio issue with one of my anchors. And at 4:00, they had to run back downstairs to record the opening stand-up of our show.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, all of us were like, are they going to come back in time? Are we going to have enough time to put this into the show and export? And I think I submitted at 4:55. Never have I submitted that late. And I was like, I can't believe we did it.
You know? It's crazy too, because there's so many things that you don't take into account, like elevators.
Oh, yes.
And they're only being, when we first got there, there were 2 working elevators. And then as the week went on, it became 1 working elevator.
And the hotel had like 12, 13 stories.
Well, we had 4 different hotels. We're just talking about one hotel right now.
Yes.
But I mean, listen, those are the hiccups that you're going to run into, even if you're a professional. You know, like that could happen in your place of work. That could happen out in the field. That's part of the Crazy Eight.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a journalist that was a guest speaker at our school once, and I was telling her about the Crazy Eight contest, and she was like, "So what is it about?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's 8 hours. You've got to put together a whole show." And she was like, "Oh, so a work day."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well,
that's
thanks.
What it is.
Thanks, because we struggle with the workday." But no, it was just, you don't think about some of those things, even like transportation.
Yeah.
Maybe people trying to call Ubers and Lyft and there's none available. And so maybe you try to be smart and rent a car, but then Omar and I end up sitting in an Enterprise that
for
morning
2 hours,
trying to find a vehicle, even though we reserved it. And there's just all these little things that happen. And it was funny too, my kids forgot their bag with their computer in it on the strip at that Belmont place. And we had to turn around in the contest period to go back and get it.
That's crazy.
And it's just, it was crazy.
Crazy 8.
Hence the name. So moving on from Crazy 8. But
opening ceremonies. How did your kids love it?
That has to be the coolest experience for the kids. I think that STN does such an amazing job really setting the tone.
And what a great venue this year in the Pacific Ballroom.
Oh, it was beautiful. The lights and everything.
Oh, I mean, and those LED screens. Right. Shout out to the entire convention team for setting that up, because honestly, I've been doing this for a while. That was the coolest setup I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Super nice.
I agree. I think we talked about it, and you know, I told them, I go, you know, starting with that opening ceremonies, you guys are going to get to experience it. And I think once they walked in and they just saw the lights and the music, I mean, that alone was a buy-in for them to be like, I want to be here next year to make sure that I get to experience this.
Well, no one realizes that there's that many people across the country that are passionate about this. And when you walk into that opening ceremonies, you're like, oh, this is, all right. Like, your parents are coming up to me afterwards. They're like, I was not expecting that. And I was like, yeah.
Well, and I'm glad you liked it, because we try to really emphasize high energy for that.
The host was pretty good.
I guess.
He was all right.
They only paid for one night, so that's why that's why I was only at opening. No, I'm kidding. But just walking in there, seeing all the chairs, seeing just like everybody just packed in, and the energy, and then the interns running around with the cameras and like
shout out
featuring
to all the interns.
Yes, yes.
Amazing job.
Such a great way to pump the crowd up, and they were going around.
And they're doing that just because they love the organization, and you know, and they're out there. Amazing job. Perfect segue into this. What a great job by our student of the year, Nicole Borman, right?
Oh my gosh, she was great.
What a great representative of STN. And she was on there, on stage the whole time, pumping everyone up, giving an amazing speech. Nicole, good job.
And you know what's funny? She brought that rubber chicken back.
Oh, yeah, that infamous rubber chicken.
That was a funny story from last year. And I loved her speech, because it was all about, like, quit doing what doesn't make you happy,
right,
and tune in to the things that do. And I think STN is one of those things, right? It's this experience where it's not just a normal class. And that's what I tell my kids all the time. This is a lifestyle that you are choosing to live.
And forget about journalism. Forget about broadcast. Forget about film. It doesn't matter what your kids want to do when they grow up. Everything that we are teaching them, it can be applied to any profession out there. And I'm talking from experience. Right?
Well, and you think about, like, I was just thinking about your school, Natasha, and it's like, seeing those students at that young age learning how to stand up straight, how to enunciate, how to speak through a script. I mean, our kids are doing it at the high school level too, mm-hmm. and they have to learn those things. But to learn at that young level, they're going to be dangerous when they get to high school. You know what I mean? They're going to be like ready
Absolutely.
To rock.
Yeah, I'm going to love it, because the majority of them are girls. So I can't get any of them.
And so Gulliver is open for applications. We would love to interview some of your students.
But I have to say that STN, from start to finish, the attention to details, I think, were great. I mean, they really did make all the live events just very relatable. I mean, the kids just looked forward to them.
Yeah.
And then whoever's idea was to trade pins.
That was Eric Gardner from Major Stoneman Douglas.
Shout out to Eric.
Yep.
What a cool idea, because my kids were obsessed.
They ate it up.
They loved it.
Right. And you see the kids like with their lanyards just stacked.
Filled up with pins.
And
many kids met each other because of that?
We only brought 100, and I was like, oh, we're going to have so many extras.
No.
I needed like 500 because these kids, they wanted to trade with all these schools, and I underestimated how many schools would bring pins.
And I love the different variations of pins. Like, some of them were button pins, some of them were embossed. I don't think I'm saying that wrong, but you know, like the raised ones.
The enamel.
Yeah. Some of them are flat. Super cool, man. It just showed like different cultures, different mentalities around the world, around the country. And what a great representation of what STN's all about.
I love it. And it's the network. Yep. And going into the final evening, we had a lot of fun at the teacher mixer.
Yes.
And we know the students had a lot of fun at the social.
Yep.
I was thinking, I was like, dang, I wish I could be at the social. That looks really fun. Because we went by and they were just all dancing. The lights were shining.
I wanted to play ping pong. I'm terrible at it, but I love playing ping pong.
I would destroy you in ping pong.
You will. I'm not denying it.
Just
I'm terrible.
Just like I'll destroy you in chess. Okay.
No, that's never going
to
happen.
Queen to e6.
Okay. This guy tells me queen to e6, and then he goes, I know the queen's gambit. He has no idea what he's talking about.
I do. Okay. I do. Okay.
All right.
So, Natasha, tell us a little bit about what you thought about the student social and the teacher mixer. Like, was that a cool experience for your kids?
I thought it was great. The mixer, my kids loved it. I mean, as soon as you walked in, the music, the lights, I mean, it was great. They were giving away things. For a teacher, a little overwhelming because, you know, I see my kids as babies and, you know, there's high school mixed in there. So that was a little bit overwhelming for me. I'm also an elementary school teacher at heart, so...
It was hard to let go for me.
It was a lot to take in. Well, and that's an important point you bring up, too. I think that's a great time to mention the feedback survey. Yeah. So Shonda and the team sent out the feedback survey. Please, 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 please do that because we as a convention committee actually go through all those lines of feedback.
I'll tell you one of the things I put in the feedback. I think even though it was great, I want the middle school to be in one section and the high school to be in one section.
And I think that's perfect.
I think, you know, and we're going to listen to that and try to grow from it because that's what STN is. We're going to try to get the feedback and cater to what you guys really want. Regardless, I'm not talking bad about what happened that night. I just think that's an improvement we can make, and we're going to look forward to that. How about broadcast excellence? How did you feel that night?
I mean, that was great because I feel like that set the tone for us and the excitement for them to continue. Because you go into the high of Crazy Eight, and then the next morning, like, you start to crash. You're tired. And then, you know, luckily, then you have that broadcast excellence. That kind of lifted our spirit to give us a, all right, you got one more day. Like, dig deep. One more day of individuals. And then we could just enjoy everything STN has to offer. But those 3 days of competition are no joke.
They do. It's really an endurance test, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
So what did you think about Long Beach?
It was my first time in California, so I was extremely excited.
Ever. First time ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought it was great. I didn't get to explore it as much as I would have liked to. But, you know, we did try and explore the city together as a group. I got to experience California traffic.
Almost as bad as Miami traffic.
It is.
I will tell you this. This is our second year going to Long Beach and my two favorite places now. I'm going to be honest. Without a doubt. It's a Spring Hill Target because that place saved my life. Beautiful Target out there. So whoever runs that, great job. And the In-N-Out there because I had a grilled double-double in mustard with a grilled onion. I never had it that way. And it's life-changing.
Well, I'll tell you, I might have indulged twice or thrice on that trip.
Whoa, I just did it once, buddy.
No. Maybe just twice. It was just twice. One day I was like, I'm hungry. And I was like, well, I've already been to In-N-Out. But there's not one on the East Coast, so I should probably do it again. I didn't really want a burger that day, but I wanted In-N-Out. So, oh my gosh, that was so much fun.
So good. Jealous of the West Coast because of that.
Right. And by the way, that little area out there, because it's right, the In-N-Out's right across the street from the Whole Foods,
right,
and the Trader Joe's, and like there's a lot of stuff for like maybe students that don't eat meat or things like that, and so like it's really a great place to like hit all varieties.
What I loved about Long Beach, and it's such a great city, it's that, you know, it's very diverse. Everything, the only thing, it's different, because I've been doing this for a while, and I remember Seattle. We were in, like, downtown Seattle, and every story was a stone throw away. Like, kids were finding stories left and right? In Long Beach, you had to venture out a little bit.
You did have to.
And it shows you, like, when we get back to the East Coast, West Coast, all that, right? Every city, it's its own individual way of doing things. So I know we're here for one more year, and I'm excited for it. I'm excited for what's next, right? But it is an experience because when you start getting back into this and you start going to convention every year, every city's going to be a different atmosphere. Like, I remember in Nashville back in 2018, we were in the Gaylord Opry House, right next to the Opera House, and it was a drive to get to downtown. So it was different. It was a different experience. So that's what I love about STN. It's every single year, it's something different at convention, which is fun. You got to prepare for it. You got to, you know, it's a fun way to get your team, you know, family bonding. It's a fun way to give them real life experience. But Long Beach, shout out. Great, great city. Very happy we were there. And I'm excited to do it one more time.
That's right.
To finish a trilogy off.
So when I was there last year with Riverside, I had a completely different experience this year because we went to different places. And so if some of the teachers are thinking, like it's going to be the same in Long Beach next year, like we don't want to go.
No, it wasn't.
Like I promise you, this was our
different experience.
This was our second year. We went to totally different places.
Yep.
And I'll just a pro tip, that little boardwalk where the Yard House is and all those really colorful shops are, they're all going to say no. So just move on.
Yeah.
So somewhere else. But they're really great to go shop. Yeah. And, you know,
and they're great for stand-ups.
Great for stand-ups. Yep. It's beautiful color there. But it's just, like I'm excited to go back, even though it's gonna be the third year. I'm like, I feel like we're gonna walk in and be experts of the area. Like, right? I live here basically. Yeah. Okay. Like, this is my yearly vacation.
what a great experience. Imagine the kids at Carlsbad. They're like an hour away. They're like, yeah, this is our backyard. Awesome.
Yeah. And cool for them. And West Ranch too.
Yeah. Oh, Jennifer. One of my favorite people on earth.
Great people. Yeah. Great people. Okay. So closing out convention. What are we most looking forward to? It's as we record this, it's at the end of March. Let's see if we can edit this and get it in by the end of March. That would be great. What are we doing now? Let's talk about some of the things you're talking with your team, and like, what are some preparations that I know we've got one more thing here in South Florida.
Well, why don't you start us off? What do you think? What's next?
Oh, you turn the same question on me. Yeah, see, like what I ask a question and then I get a chance to prepare my answer.
Okay.
Okay. So what am I doing now? Well, I'm on spring break, so I've had a great time. So we've got a few more events happening down here. We've got our end of year wrap up.
Yep.
We are producing some of our recap videos from the year, getting our promos set, already talking to the incoming freshman class, getting their parents on board.
Setting up for the summer.
That's right.
Yep.
And someone's hosting a cool summer camp experience.
I will talk about that in the next podcast.
You'll talk about that later. We're okay.
A little preview to the next podcast, how to prepare in the summer.
That's there right. There you go. But I think it's cool just to at least have a chance to reflect with this experience. I'm going to have my students, I haven't fully decided yet, but it's probably going to be like a social media vertical recap thing where they're gonna put some of their B-roll in and just make a little quick edit to the beat of their experience. That way they can just have something to capture that to moment while they're still in the energy of STN. But just really thinking about what we can do and what we can be better for and how we can prepare for next year. Because now we know what to do, right? I feel like the entire year I've been getting ready for an exciting convention, but now they know what it is.
We still got Spring Nationals. We still got one more thing left for
us. We do have one more thing, which is submitting your best work. Yep. And you can't submit anything from the convention, by the way, if you went.
No.
But you can submit any other segments, so that's why
from December 10th, I think, to the day of closing for Spring Nationals. So it's pretty much second semester work.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about that. But so y'all go ahead and tell us.
Well, for us right now, our goal is to continue to work hard, keep improving skills that we need a little bit more help in, continue to, master Adobe because that's
a lifelong task.
Yep. And more than anything, they're just excited to continue to tell stories. So I think coming out of STN, they want it. They want to go out to, to our community and find those stories. So they can continue to evolve those skills that they've already been learning.
By the way, shout out to her, the whole Adobe comment. She only had three editors on her whole team.
That's incredible.
And she was able to put a crazy eight together. That's huge.
People don't understand the skill sets required to do this, right? Like, you're not just teaching editing. You're teaching audio and lighting and on-camera presence and asking questions, interviewing. I mean, there's so many things.
But the reason I brought that up, because I've heard a lot of people, it's like, no, my kids don't know, they don't know how to edit. And I was like, how many do you have? I mean, you could pull it off.
Right.
You just got to believe in them, and they could do it. But I mean, I'm proud of you. Like, honestly, I tell everybody, I'm like, I can't believe she pulled that off, and she did so well. Like,
I'm very proud of them. We submitted in five categories, and we were lucky enough to place in all five. So
cool. For your first time attending,
that's humongous. Yeah.
And there was 2,500 people there.
That was huge.
And I think it's great too, because when we submit things for like fall nationals and challenge, challenge a little bit more because you're on a deadline to try and finish things. But when you're submitting for fall nationals and now for spring nationals, the kids have a little bit more time to make sure that package is perfect.
Right.
They might be working on that for a week or two. So giving them the experience of having to start and finish something quickly within hours, I think it's also great. Because that's the reality. It's the reality. Yeah. They need to be able to work quickly. So I'm excited to see what we're going to submit for Spring Nationals. We'll have some more monthly shows for the rest of the year.
So Omar, before you answer that question, Natasha brought a point up, and I'm going to just hit the rewind button again, because I did not talk about one of the biggest learning curves for me for STN this year. The edit rooms. Okay.
I told you, Lord.
I like to be with my kids when they edit. So if they have any questions, like, I can be there for them, but just to send them off into a closed room, and I'll just go ahead and admit I made a few mistakes and I didn't give some of them their contest passwords. So then I had to get called by STN, and that was fun.
Well, what a great representative you are.
Listen, I was busy, okay?
Oh, yeah, none of us hustle busy.
No, you were. I was busy, okay? I just forgot, and I was – so that was a little bit of a stressful moment. But just letting go and just hoping, praying, crossing your fingers that they submitted on time. And then to see them, they would send our group chat selfies when they finished, and, like, the whole group chat would blow up, and they'd be like, oh, my gosh, that's so awesome. Like, but that was so cool.
I shout out to Karen again, because she told me what she did and I copied it. She gives each kid an individual itinerary page, and on those pages she gave them their passwords for their contest. So the kids walked in with it.
What's it like to be that smart? I just don't.
Well, she's the STN mom.
She is the STN mom. I need to do what she tells me to do.
Well, you're the rebellious teenager, and I'm the one she loves, and I follow all her directions.
Well, so. I am young at heart, so thank you for calling me a teenager.
But it is great.
You did it too, right?
I did the itinerary too. And because I have middle schoolers, I decided to take it one step further, and I created a desktop background with their password on it, so that there was...
That is elite.
Yeah. Even if they lost their folder, which was my fear, because we got middle schoolers, it was their desktop background, so it was on there.
Oh my gosh,
smart, huh?
I have to steal that. Yeah. I have to. That's great.
That's for everyone.
That
everyone
is so cool. That
just make your desktop background the password of the contest you're using.
Well, and I'll tell you, we also didn't prepare as well for the computers that were going into the edit room, because that was a whole other thing. Like, because you almost have to have separate computers to do that contest, right? Because these kids, they bring in all of their all their files and stuff from school, and it's all filled, and they got full storage, and it's like you almost need to have your computer like wiped and clean and with all your things installed and ready.
This is the first time we had edit rooms since 2019, right? So none of my kids.
And I've never experienced it either.
Right. None of my kids had experienced it. I remember it. So I'm going to do a little thing, a little mind trick. I told my kids, it's like, they're going to be kids in there trying to distract you, like on purpose, making loud noise. And my kids are like, how are we going to edit? I'm like, you better prepare. And I make them prepare like actual edit room scenarios. And at one time I got a video, I think STN retweeted it one time, that one of my freshmen just got a drum and was banging the drum next to my kid.
Wait, I think I saw that video. Yes. Wait, I think it was a pot and pan or something.
He was just making, and my two editors were looking at each other like, are you kidding me? And they came out of the editing room. It was like, it was nothing like you said, sir. It was super quiet in there. I was like, but you were ready.
But you were ready.
You were ready for anything, weren't you? So I know I shouldn't have done that, but it was awesome.
I think it's great, too, that the kids have the opportunity to edit
on their own.
Because at least with me, you know, since they're just learning, you know, that mama bear instinct where you want to help them and, you know, hold their hand, you know, it's nice to really see them take ownership of their work and feel proud of that moment that they got to accomplish it without, you know, any help. I know that at least for my kids, that was intimidating because there were so many people in there. But I think it was such a great experience. And that moment of them coming out, the red carpet, I mean, the detail of that STN provided for the kids was just fantastic. The pushing the button and the smoke.
Cool. Cool.
You know, those are the moments that my kids are going to remember. So that was great.
So you want to know what I'm doing already? Because I'm the crazy person, right? I still have my group chat for this year, but I already created the 2024 group chat with a bunch of the freshmen that are going to be sophomores that I'm considering putting on the team and stuff. I reset our countdown, so now they get to see the new how many days we have left.
And how many is it?
355.
Who's counting?
Yeah. Well, up to this point, it's 355 days. I'm just trying to build that culture with the new guys. I have my sophomores and my juniors already taking leadership roles for next year, you know, trying to push them to get better. I've already told the seniors, you can be as involved as you want or as little as you want for the rest of the year. I would like for you guys to mentor from this point on, because, I mean, your legacy is what happens after you leave, right? So that's what I'm trying to build up on. I also have a summer schedule, but we'll talk about that more in the next podcast. And I'm just trying to get them already ready for what's to come.
Well, it's important, the mentorship piece, right? Because I've talked to a few teachers that are like, well, I've got a great senior class and they're graduating. And it's like, listen, you've got to squeeze that lemon for all it's worth and say, you have to pass that on because this is your legacy.
Yep.
And you should want this team to be better than when you were a part of it. So, right?
I had the last time we won a Crazy Eight was in 2019, and those kids all texted my team this year, and they're like, "We're so proud of you."
That is awesome.
And, you know, and that was such a great moment because these kids are now juniors and seniors in college. Some of them are graduating, and they're still like so invested that they were like, "Delgado, we're so proud of you." You know, I was sending screenshots to our group chat saying, "Hey, this is this and so from class of 2019, from class of 2020. They're super proud of you guys." And my kids were like, "Wow, man! Like, it's we're part of something bigger than us." It was a really cool experience.
That's great. Well, Natasha, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Yes. Anytime you want to come back. I might be biased, but yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on this excitement, high right now. I'm so proud of my students.
I'm proud of you, man.
I'm proud of your students.
When you guys won, I felt like I was part of it. I almost tackled you.
You did. Actually, there's a video of you and you were, it was like a lineman running after me and I was I was not ready, but I mean, just that was such a cool moment. Just to feel it, because honestly, like in that
you were shocked
in
you
that
didn't
second.
Even realize
no,
it.
In that yeah. second. Well, first of all, when they said Carlsbad and West Ranch, and then Broward, right. I was like, nah, we ain't doing it.
Hard work pays off, man.
Right, and then they called her name, and I didn't hear it at first, and I was like, sit down, like that's not us. And then I looked at the screen, and there it was, and I was like, this is insane.
I saw your face; you had no idea what was going on. You're like, what? I came and give you a big bear hug. I was like, right. Get it, dude.
That was so cool. But I'm so ready for next year. Like, I don't want to, I know we have a few right. good months left here, but I'm so excited for what's to come with this team. And that's the conversation I had with them on the bus was like, this incoming class of freshmen, you have to be part of this mentorship yep. experience, yep. leadership. You can't shut them out of things. You have to keep them included.
Family.
Because they're coming into our family. And yep. so you have to really treat it like that. And that's what works. Yep. And that's what schools that have done this for a while, they treat this like a lifestyle, like yep. a family. And that for me is, we right. It's a program. Yeah. That for me is what's most worth it. So thank you to everybody who helped put STN on. It was such an amazing experience
great,
for
great
us.
Experience.
And we are psyched to come back for one more year in Long Beach. And yep. then STN moves.
God knows where. We'll find out.
We will find out soon. But thank you all again. And we'll see you next month.
I'm out.
Thanks, guys.